Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Another week done and dusted. The weekend is here for McDonald's. This is Triple M Footy.
Well, welcome back to it. It's finals time and we are rocking the finals on Triple M. This weekend, Rabbitohs Canberra, Roosters Storm, both those games on Triple M, wherever you're listening. Into the grand final, all up into the grand final. The show will be live and then it'll be grand final Sunday, all live on the Triple M network. Gordon Tallis, Nathan Brown, James Hooper and Maroon. Paul Kent's gone for the day now. You'll catch him tomorrow night on NRL 360. Check out his new haircut, which is absolutely sensational.
Oh, you thought you'd chip him about his haircut, now he's not here, did
absolutely,
you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
As usual, you wait till people aren't around, and then you decide, I might start throwing a
and
couple.
Not only that, I've done it before he's got time to get down to his car.
He'll be listening to the podcast, I've got no doubt about it. He'll make sure that he's up to speed with everything. Actually, while we're on the grand final, Anthony, are you still singing the national anthem at the grand final next weekend?
I have no problem with that. I've no problem
Fantastic.
With it.
Fantastic.
Open up with a bit of Billy Joel into the national anthem.
Bit of Billy Joel.
Yeah.
What song are you going to go with?
I was going to go with You May Be Right.
Yep.
All up in come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. Only the good die young.
Hey, Maroon, now Kenny's gone, it seems like Hoops likes you more now.
Yeah, because he does, yeah. Well, anyway, what I want you to do, listeners, is watch NRL 360 tomorrow night and tell me, yes or no, did Paul Kent cut his did he cut his own hair? Yeah, did he give himself that haircut?
Mate.
Did he get full of long necks and give himself that haircut? That's the question I'm asking.
That was almost a very, very loose carry there, Anthony. and you know what else as well? You're not the sharpest cue ball on the table because he's actually had that haircut since last week.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't think he has, mate. I don't think he has. Look, listen, mate, don't start on me now because Paul Kent's not here. And if it's you and me, you're not used to taking blokes on your own, right? You're used to taking blokes on in numbers, okay? So if it's a one-on-one thing here.
Go for your life, Anthony.
I am your mentor.
What do you got?
So I am your mentor.
No, you can't self-appoint. We've already discussed that. Save the listeners' ears. We've already discussed that. You can't self-appoint as a mentor.
I can self-appoint.
It has to be a two-way agreement.
I could be good for you. Let's do a thing called Through the Hands. Now, this is...
Is this a new segment?
It's a brand new segment.
What? Wow. Can you stick to the same game plan?
Mate, what are you talking about? It's a thing called Through the Hands.
Who came up with Through the Hands? Is this another one of your segments that you've
Charlie White, our producer,
during the week?
His grandfather's the chairman, and that's why we do what he says. Through the Hands, and the first one will be... Adrian reports today in the Sun Herald that Gus Gould has tabled his review into the Dragons, but his work at the club may not be over. One of the key findings, this is an interesting one, Brownie. One of the key findings is the need to bolster the Red V Brains Trust to ensure coach Paul McGregor has experienced sounding boards around him. What does that say about the blokes that are around him now?
Oh, look, I think what it may mean is it doesn't mean that Mary hasn't got a good coaching staff with him. It might mean adding people to the situation, you know, whether it be a couple of consultants that maybe people that, Matty Johns has mentioned as a positional type coach, or it could be a Phil Gould, Gus himself as a coaching director. It could be a general manager of football. It could mean any number of things. It certainly doesn't mean that Dean Young and Ben Hornby and Matty Head and that haven't been outstanding coaches and offered Mary the good support there. It might be support in another way. Could be you know, how you cut your eggs up can be done differently.
Reading between the lines, Brownie, it sounds as though Gus could be the main person that is going to be offered the opportunity to come in and be it director of football, be it head of football, whatever you want to title that role. It reads as though, you know, that's most likely one of the scenarios that could happen. I know Matty Johns has mentioned, look, I'd be surprised because I've heard Matty say many times over the last few years, whenever clubs bump him, that he doesn't want to get in a situation where he's on the payroll because that then sort of can interfere at times.
We've had our boys go to Matty a while ago and do some stuff with Matty. And when you speak to Matty about it, Matty...
He always says, he doesn't want cash. No cash.
He just likes to help whoever he can help. And then he's not aligned with the club because obviously with his work and where he's at. But I think in Matty's case, I think, you know, I get the impression when you talk to Matty that if he can have a little bit of an impact on 10 halves, he'd rather do that than have an impact on one half at one club type of thing. Yeah, yeah. That's the impression I get with yeah. Matty. Yeah.
All right. Did you want to weigh in on anything there, Gordy? Because, you know, it's funny, Brownie, I'll ask you this question because you've got intelligence about you. You know, we often talk about the structure around Melbourne and how they work their salary cap, how they, you know, they've always got players, the right players coming through, the right training staff, the right coaching staff. But you mentioned earlier Frank Panisi. I wonder if a club has ever had a crack at saying, let's get this bloke in here.
Oh, Frankie's had a few people have a crack. Yep. Yeah. Definitely, but yep. They've got a really good thing down there in Melbourne. They have Bellyache and Frankie. They're all on the same page. They all know what they're after for each other. And I'm a lot of good stuff that happens in Melbourne. I'm sure some of that comes off the back of Frank. It's not all just Bellyache. I'm sure Frank, Paul Bunn with his recruitment. You know, there's the well-run clubs that have that success over long periods of time are doing a lot of things right. Just back on the Dragons, not going into defending me mate Paul McGregory, but everyone's got to understand that, you know, you can have these big reviews and all these type of things, which is fine. And whether you have a good year or an okay year or a bad year, you review everything anyway. But if you look at the Jack DeBellin situation, the Ben Barber situation, and the phone sex, whatever it was out there at Penrith, the three clubs that had really bad off-field preseason all finished way below where they were expecting to, because the players today, they don't deal with these things well because it's in their face every day because of all the shows and all the media and all that comes with it. And it puts, you know, it takes a lot away from the coaching. And I think all those three clubs next year with just good, stable pre-seasons, they've all got good coaches. They've got some players at their clubs that can help them move up the ladder. And I think all those three clubs are just a really good, stable pre-season. The coaches are good, experienced coaches. They will all improve straight away. Now, reviews are great, but sometimes other things that coaches can't control have a huge impact on clubs. And those three clubs in particular were, let's say, derailed by some off-field incidents.
But the thing is, Brownie, in relation to the Jack DeBellin thing at the Dragons, even now they're talking about the court case will be brought forward, I think, into January or maybe it's early February, but that's still going to interfere with your preseason.
Well, it's not going to have the same impact as it had last year because, you know, I'm not sure how Mary's playing his card there with the Jack DeBellin situation, but Jack DeBellin, to me, would be a player that you don't have, and if you get him, he's a bonus. That's how you'd operate there because they thought they had him this year and didn't have him, and it had a big impact on their team, but you'd go as if I don't have him, and then if things work out in his favour, then he becomes a bonus. He becomes a late signing.
All right. Boys, Buzz Rothfield reports today in the telly that Manly have made discreet inquiries about the possibility of Tim Simona returning to the NRL. He's 27 now, Tim Simona, and the NRL has advised Manly that Simona is unlikely to be registered. It would be fair enough, would you think, not... hoops that he gets another crack if he's you know done things to better himself.
Yeah, I think if he can present a case that shows, and from all reports you hear that he has, you know, made a lot of fundamental lifestyle changes to the way that he's living his life now, Tim Simona, and he's obviously been playing in the Canterbury Cup with Blacktown. If he can present a strong enough case, and the NRL. Are prepared to accept that, then I don't think that the door's slammed forever and ever and ever in terms of as a life sentence. But he would need to be able to present a really strong case about all those fundamental changes.
Do they need him with the outside backs they have?
They've got some pretty good outside backs, yeah. Don't they, Gordy? But I guess the thing for Manly, as we discussed for most of the season, was always going to be their depth if they got a couple of key injuries. And we saw it with their back rowers. As good as Corey Waddell and Jack Kajewski were in the finals, you know, having Curtis Sirenin and Joel Thompson would have been pretty handy as well. So I think from Desi Hasler's point of view, he's just trying to build his roster, make it a little bit deeper, and by doing that, if you were allowed a player like Tim Simona, I don't imagine he'd cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, get him cheap, Gordy. So for Desi, he probably gets Tim Simona for his first year for $100,000. If he's been playing in the reserve grade for the last sort of 18 months or so, and he's going to turn up fit, he'd be a very cheap player for a year, so they get good value out of him. So it'd be great salary cap value if he was allowed to play.
All right, and just before we end off on what's happening in the papers. Our old mate Danny Widler's wife Em's had a little baby boy. So congratulations, Danny and Em, and hope everything is well there for you. Congratulations to you, Guy. Sunday Triple M NRL. It's now Hoops and Brownie and Gordy Tallis and Maroon. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more finals footy as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks the finals. Fastball as we rock the footy. We've got Brownie now. We've got Hoops too, Triceps. And we've got, of course, the great Gordon Tallis and Maroon. Now, of course, if you don't know, next week it's Rabbitohs versus Raiders in Canberra on Friday night. Then, of course, it's Roosters versus the Melbourne Storm at the SCG.
Is this Fastball, is it, Anthony?
That was called, that band's called Fastball. Yeah. Okay. As you know, for many, many years, I was a successful radio disc jockey here at Triple M Sydney. We used to play that
song. I thought that was in Wollongong.
Oh, I had a good stint there too. Brownie, you remember that when I was down there in the Gong, when the merger was on?
Like many, many years ago.
It was a while back, wasn't it? Anyway,
Maroon and Millie.
Doesn't remember.
He does remember. He does remember, brother. He does.
Maroon used to try to get me to do Cashies, Gordy, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I said I like to pay me tax and do the right thing.
Yeah. Brownie, I can't believe.
Mate, there's schools, there's health. There's roads to be fixed.
Yeah, though. Right. Well, you could fix them on what you make, eh? You could sponsor a road. Now, we're talking about your dream team of 2019, the players in your dream team. I don't think we're going to go 1 to 17. I think we're going to go 1 to 13. Gordon, let's have your dream team.
Okay, fullback, I've got Tedesco. On the wings, I've got Ferguson and Tom Trbojevic. I think you've just got to have Tommy in there at somewhere. I've got Manu, Joseph Manu from the Roosters, and Katoni Staggs. I've got Keary and DCE. At lock, I've got Tamalolo. In the back row, I've got two Englishmen, and Bateman and Sammy Burgess. Front row, Payne, the big Payne in your Haas, Cam Smith and Josh Papali.
Beautiful.
It's a good side.
It's a good side. Would you like to comment on that at all, boys?
Outstanding side. Mm. Very hard to find holes in it.
Yeah.
Your centre's good.
Latrell Mitchell, yeah. So, like, well, you know, I've watched Katoni Staggs play here without any halves, and every time he gets the ball, he is such a handful, and he's getting it, like, back and under eights. They just throw him the ball and hope that he does something. And if he was on the end of some really good shape and, you know, we spoke about how Chris Melbourne and the Roosters are with their attack, well, he'd be such a player if they could set up something like that.
Good competitor, isn't he? Good competitor.
Yeah, oh, mate, absolutely.
State. Great competitor.
Yeah, so.
What about a Jackie Whiten, Gordy? Was he close to make it into the mix?
Oh, mate, I just think Keary, you know. Look, mate, Jack Whiten, I think at stages when I call him now, he's sort of got a lot of lorry about him. He's just a big 5'8". He's got a great running game. He runs first, passes second, and looks to kick first. And those finer points of his game are getting better. But I don't think you can go past Keary. I think he's the most important guy in the finals for the Roosters.
Mm. Brownie, would you like to question him any more on his dream team? Cause,
Look, when you're picking a team,
it's hard to pick anyone. Two, yeah.
There's any number of teams you could pick that, or any number of players you could pick for any different reasons. And they're all so good, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all so good. So many good players to pick from. And as you, Latrell Mitchell's a star, isn't he? If he's not getting picked, but you're picking Joey Manu, who's been pretty dominant for the Roosters the back sort of half of this year, I think people are pretty happy with that too, aren't they?
Yeah, if you're picking it halfway through the year, well, I think Latrell makes your side.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And if you're picking it just on the back half of the year, well, probably that Fifita from the Broncos makes it as a back row. But if you pick it overall, you know, those two guys don't.
It's a great point, Gordy. Joey Manu, the back half of the year that he's put together, he's nearly gone past Latrell in form, hasn't he? Well, he has.
Oh, mate, week one of the finals against South, a couple of those passes that he did.
Yeah.
And he had Jimmy the Jet that had speed, and he closes down your space quicker than most. And, mate, Manu, I watched him play for the Kiwis, and I think he got the points against Latrell. And last year in the grand final, I thought he was better than Latrell as well. So he's a big game player.
A bit of Latrell and Keary's dominance down their left side of the field, probably sort of, you know, most sides fullback sort of create the extra sort of man a lot of the time in the good ball defense. And, you know, sides that are coaching against the Roosters, they generally, if they're going to lean their fullback one way, it's down the Keary, Cordner, Latrell, Tupu. They're all world-class players, aren't they? And that does open it up a little bit more for Joey. He gets a little bit more freedom than what Latrell gets.
All right, well, I'll now do my Dream Team. If
this is going to go well, Manly were going to run last. I'll be very keen to see your team here. Maroon, very keen. Yes, well,
I've come up with my dream team here. I've got.
Can we get that canned laughter from Maroon 5 segment a few weeks ago, just before we start?
Gordon, this is my dream team for 2019. I've got at fullback. I've got Michael Gordon. On the wingers, I've got Anthony Don and Phil Sammy. And then in the centres, I've got Branko Lee and Brian Kelly. And at 5'8", I've got Bryce Cartwright there. So. And obviously, that's a little joke at your expense there too. 133.53. See, he's got a little
mate,
bit.
Mate, you're lucky he is more.
Do
than
you
a
actually think you worry me, Maroon?
At the moment,
mate. Do you know what the people who own there, the Titans, have about I don't know. Probably 50 or 60, maybe 80 car yards, and you love your cars, and you always ask me, can we get a car deal? I guarantee you won't be. Right. I guarantee they have about 1,000 functions a year. I guarantee you will never MC one of them.
Right, well, I haven't.
That will hurt you more.
No, well, I haven't.
And when they ask me, I'd say, oh, mate, you better go to a Von Sampson. Not someone that loves cars and knows his cars. So, do you know what? You're actually off now.
Right. Well, no, that's okay.
Just to let you know.
Last time I checked, I don't have a car from them and I haven't done any functions for them. No. So I'll be okay. I'll sleep at night and I wish them all the very best.
But you could probably sleep a little bit better at night.
I probably could.
Which would be hurting you.
133.53. Let's go to Concord in Sydney. Jack wants to criticise Gordy's team. Go for your life, Jack.
Gordy, mate, are you third income, mate? You must be on the Stephanie Rice. Fancy putting Trbojevic. Trbojevic on the Billy Sting, mate. He's a fullback. You got no idea.
Hey, mate, he played in the centres for New South Wales and was outstanding.
And he played on the wing for New South Wales as well the year before and was outstanding there too.
Sorry, brother.
Thank you, Jack. You might be on the
you
Stephanie
Rice. You might be on the Stephanie, son.
Whatever that is. But anyway, good on you, Jackie. He's definitely had a couple of King Browns with his lunch. We know that much. Anyway, this is Sunday Triple M NRL. We're going to take a break, come back and talk more footy as Triple M rocks the font.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Welcome back, Sunday Triple M NRL. Lots and lots of feedback here at Triple M_NRL. Great having Brownie on every week. Yes, we're going to have him on through the finals, which we absolutely love. And he comes down on Sunday, brings young Jacko down. Jacko gets Monday off school. Happy days for Jacko as well, Brownie.
Very happy days for Jacko. He's a regular at Fox now, so he's got his can of soft drink in the corner getting cold now for tomorrow night.
Happy days. And do you have to give his teacher a note on Tuesday? Sorry, Jacko wasn't here yesterday. He was he had the flu.
He's been getting a couple little life experiences, coming and meeting the different characters like Blocker and Benny and Buzz and Hoops and all the crew, so, and Kenny. So Benny Eichen put him up on the and interviewed him one time, and they filmed that for him, so he's getting some great life experiences there, Maroon.
Oh, happy days. Reminds me of when I was 8 years old and I used to have to go into the Grosvenor Hotel or the George Hotel and drag the old man out. They were the life experiences I had. Anyway, if you're having a bet today, you might do it with this man, Roger the Dodger from Ladbrokes. Come on and we'll see what's going on here. Dodger, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thanks, Maroon. Good to be with you.
First and foremost, let's check out the preliminary finals markets, please, Dodger.
Yeah, Friday night, Canberra, obviously at home, have gone up a 7.5-point favourite against the Rabbitohs. $1.38, the Raiders. $3, the Bunnies. Then, obviously, Saturday afternoon, let's go Saturday evening, Roosters and Storm in Sydney. $1.53, the Roosters. Melbourne, $2.45. The line there, 4.5. Got a bit of early money around for the Storm, actually, at that price.
Yeah, it's a good price, Roger, I've got to say. What about the all-important premiership market? We've got the top four left. How's that sitting at the moment?
Oh, obviously the Roosters are the favourites. They're into $2.20. The Raiders, $3.75. The Storm, $4. The Bunnies are the outsider of the final four at $8.
So did you say the Dodge, did you say Souths are paying $3 to beat the Raiders?
They are.
Hmm. All right.
You're going to have a little bit of your hard earned on that, Anthony?
Well, I think that's
you'd have some cash lying around, wouldn't you?
Oh, I've got
Little Bay.
No, I don't have it lying around Little Bay, but
just
I've got
loaded up Ladbrokes account.
A couple hundred dollars in my handy, you know, in the St. George account.
What about your Ladbrokes account?
Well, my Ladbrokes account's running a little bit low at the moment, but I might have to just throw a little bit in there because I like those odds, mate. What about the premiership market, Dodge? Have you done that yet?
Yeah, we did do that. We just had a discussion about it. You might remember.
Oh, no, I was listening.
His ears are painted on. Sorry, Roger.
All right, mate. What about the? Did you do the Dally M?
No, I haven't done that. Let's go to that.
Okay, let's do the Dally M, mate.
Tedesco, $1.36, red hot favourite. Cameron Smith, $5, and then it's way out there. $17 for the Dodger, Rogers and Vasas, Sheck, 19, Cam Munster. But, geez, it does look like it's Teddy's award.
Right, yeah, it does at that price, mate. What about you? What have you got planned for this afternoon? A bit of kite flying?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a bit not windy enough up here, but no, the missus has got me out in the backyard. There's no football on today.
Beautiful. All right, Rog. Well, look, always good to catch up with you, mate, and we'll talk to you through the week, no doubt.
Look forward to it, guys. Cheers.
There he is, Roger from Ladbrokes. The same game multi. Gamble responsibly. Back yourself with a Ladbrokes same game multi.
I think we just lost that sponsor.
No. That's all right. I've got the producer in Sydney in one ear. I've got the producer in Brisbane in one ear. I've got another bloke waving out there. Anyway, what were you going to say, Hoops? Did you?
Is Roger Ferdigham a kite flyer?
He does. He flies a kite. Is he? Yeah. Okay. Well, no, not one of the little ones from Big W. He flies one of those like massive big kites. Yeah.
Well, like a hang glider, or
no, he doesn't get up in it. Oh. So it's like a mat.
Kite surfing, or
no, just kites, oh, just okay. The old fashioned kites. Yeah. Right. Hoops, Brownie, Gordy, tell us this show is Ferdinkum. If this show gets a run again next year, I will be very, very surprised. We'll take a break.
Well, look who's driving the bus.
Come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M NRL, we rock the footy right across the weekend. And, of course, all those scores are, as always, thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. At Tyre Power, receive a $100 gift card when you buy 4 selected BF Goodrich tyres. I go down there and see Chris and Louie and the boys down there next to the Rosebery Hotel, and they look after the SSV and the CX3. And while we're working away here, we chow down on the CCs, footy and CCs. Well, you just can't say no. Well, you can, but if you do, you're a dead set idiot. Let's talk a bit of footy. Raiders, Rabbitohs. Nathan Brown, who wins this game and why?
I'd lean towards Raiders. I think, I said about 3 weeks ago, I think there was probably a lot of people trying to find reasons not to pick the Raiders as opposed to pick them. Their healthy roster. I believe Nick Kotrick's going to be fit. They've got a pretty full-strength roster. Goal line defense has been the best in the competition on statistics, which that's no lie. And I don't think the occasion will be. I think they've got plenty of Pommy internationals, plenty of Pommy players that have played in big games of footy in England in front of 70, 80,000 people. So I don't think the occasion will get to them. Jack Whiten's now an Origin player. I'd lean towards them. I don't think the markets are right. I think South Sydney's much closer than a $3 shot. One thing South do have going for them is they've got big forwards. If the three Burgesses get going, Canberra aren't the biggest team. So, if the Raiders forwards handle the Burgess boys really well, I see Canberra winning the game.
Hoops.
Yeah, given what's at stake, I think it'll be a really tight game. I don't think there'll be a lot between the two sides. But as Brownie's just pointed out, for all of those various reasons, and also the fact that they've had the week off. And that was a really physical game for the Bunnies against the Seagulls on Friday night out at ANZ Stadium, and they did pick up a couple of little bumps and bruises out of it. So I lean just slightly towards Canberra. Also the fact it's going to be fantastic scenes, Bruno. Like, they're going to have, I think, 27,500 people. I reckon the game will be sold out by this time tomorrow. They've put extra seating into Canberra Stadium down there, GIO Stadium, and the Viking clap on a Friday night in those massive conditions. Are you going to go to Emmeroon? Are you going to hop in the SS and
I'll see what happens.
Federal Highway and go and support your side? Or
well, perhaps there might be a function around here that needs my.
Oh,
no, it
okay.
won't be oh, money. Won't change there. Hands. It'll right. be a South right. thing.
I reckon, from a pure footy point of view, I reckon every team, every supporter that's team's not in there, will be going for Canberra because, the Roosters of Melbourne have obviously the last 20 years dominated, and Souths have had a pretty reasonable run the last 6 or 7 years. So I reckon everyone that doesn't have a team in this week's game, I think they'd all be going for the Raiders.
Canberra's their second side.
Canberra's their second side.
And we didn't get a chance to talk earlier on that. Those of us who are old enough to remember the 89 game where Canberra played South at the SFS, winner into the grand final. Canberra got out to 12-0, 12-all, then Canberra won the game, beat Balmain in the grand final, the rest is history. Who do you like here, Gordy, South or Raiders?
I think it's going to be a tough one, but I don't think South haven't filled that hole that Greg Inglis left right at the beginning of the year. But I think the Raiders, I really like the way their forward pack's going. Papali's outstanding. The English boys just play a style that just wins games of footy. Whiten's on fire. I'm going to go the Raiders. It's my eldest boy, Ethan. It's his favourite well, when I say favourite team, he's the only club that he's a member of, and I can't go against him at the moment. So hopefully the Raiders get in the grand final and we can go down there as a father and son and watch them.
Yeah, good on you, Gordy. And then Roosters game against Melbourne, and we've all spoken about the Roosters record at the SCG. Not only are they, I think they've only lost the one game there, Brownie, but they're keeping teams to low scores, one try, two tries, and they're putting on big scores.
Yeah, look, again, I don't think the SCG is going to hold any dawning prospects for the Melbourne Storm. Mm-hmm. They're a very professional organisation. The field's going to be the same size as the one they played on last week. I think, yeah, you've obviously got, you know, the two teams that in the past 20 years have been the most dominant two clubs in the competition, have gone about it probably the way they get their players and the way they do their clubs. They probably go about it in a different manner, but both very, very successful. And both clubs, both, you know, many of us would sit here today and say this time next year, we'd be expecting both these clubs to probably be playing this time next year as well. You know, they have the same coaches, similar rosters. I said at the start of the year, I thought the best sort of 20-21 man squad was the Roosters on paper. Melbourne Storm are clearly minor premiers. No Hargraves. I think he's been a big reason, apart from the recruitment of Tedesco. I think he's a big reason why the Roosters went that step further last year. I think Jared coming back to where he was when they won the comp in Robbo's first year, Jared getting back to his best has a real big impact on him. Boyd's, with his fitness, where's that at? Jake Friend not played for 3 months is a big decision for the coach to make there. Those things make me just slightly lean towards the Storm. Only slightly. But you know, the big key for the Storm is their bench. Can they, you know, the Roosters bench with their roster is going to be strong, and can the Storm's bench keep some sort of momentum or regain some momentum if they need to get that momentum? But I slightly lean towards the Storm.
So Brownie's got a Storm Raiders grand final hoops.
Yeah, I'm with Brownie. I'm leaning a little bit more towards the Storm. You go back to the last time that these two sides played, and what I love about this matchup, Maroon, is, you know, there's so much feeling between these two clubs in recent history. It dates back to last year's grand final. Melbourne Storm had been the benchmark side for many, many seasons, and the Roosters came out and orchestrated one of the great grand final ambushes. Cooper Cronk, of course, played the game essentially with only one arm. But the last time these two sides played this season, Jared Weir Hargraves was suspended and the Storm just won. It was a tight game, but they found a way to win and it ended up being 14-12. Then earlier in the year, they obviously also clashed, and that was when Latrell Mitchell came up with that fantastic field goal. What a cracking contest that was as well. So you can guarantee that this will be an absolute ripping game and it'll be one of the best games that we see this season. But no Jared Weir-Hargraves, I just think that is such a massive, massive out for the Sydney Roosters that I do lean slightly towards the Melbourne Storm given that.
All right, you're saying Raiders Storm Grand Final too. Gordy, Roosters or Melbourne?
Oh, I'm going to go Melbourne. I think they only missed six tackles against Parramatta, and Parramatta didn't throw too much at them. But the Roosters without Jared Weir-Hargraves, it's a different forward pack. And Melbourne, mate, they're just professional and they learn from their lessons. They don't go away. The Roosters all year have blown sides off the park, and I think if you stand up to them and stay in a battle, I think, you know, I think that you might get them.
All right. The stats don't.
I'm going to go Melbourne. But I reckon I'll go Melbourne in a tight one.
The stats don't lie, Goody. You look at the numbers, and I think it's 77% for the Roosters' win ratio when JWH plays, and it drops to 44 when he doesn't play. So that's pretty significant. Wow.
All right, well, we'll know more next week. And, of course, right across the weekend, you can keep in touch via the Triple M NRL app at triplem.com.au. We're getting so many good, much feedback about you being in here, Brownie, so we'll get you back in next week.
Oh, get me back in, Maroon. And which one of these blokes have I got a wide end to get a contract? Where am I going to go to?
That way, he's already doing that behind the scenes for you.
Hey, Anthony, I just got a text message from the gear steward at the Titans. He would love to send you a package.
Yeah, sure. Lovely. I'd love to do that. I'd love to get some gear. I'm sure they've got plenty of it. Wouldn't be selling too much this year. But anyway, Gordy, we'll catch you on Fox League through the week with Matty Johns. Brownie, we'll catch you on NRL 360 tomorrow night. And we'll see you on Fox League as well.
Thanks, Anthony.
How these three get jobs on TV, I'll never know, but they've all got jobs on TV. That's it for us. We're on deck next week, the show live from midday, Saturday NRL, Sunday NRL. And like I say, Dan's going to call both these games for you next week. Massive games of NRL. Raiders, Rabbitohs, Roosters, Melbourne Storm. All thanks to Ream and Maccas as Triple M rocks the finals.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.